This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega in for Joanne Allen. Unaffiliated candidates won't have to start collecting signatures to get on the November ballot until later this summer. Governor Polis ordered the extension because signature gathering is currently halted during the COVID-19 pandemic. Candidates will now be able to start collecting on June 1st and must submit by July 27th. The order applies to both candidates who don't belong to a political party and to candidates for the Regional Transportation District Board, or RTD. Black and Latino residents represent a disproportionate number of coronavirus cases in Denver. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
Latinos make up 30% of Denver's population, but they account for 45% of all COVID-19 cases. That's according to data from Denver Public Health, which is tracking who is getting coronavirus by race and ethnicity. Their numbers show Black residents also face disproportionate infection rates. The groups are also hospitalized more than others when they get COVID-19. Experts are not sure why this is the case, but suggest it could be due to employment and living situations. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
The Colorado Symphony will postpone the remainder of its season and events through the end of May to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Ticket holders will be notified of their options via email. Symphony officials say they are canceling other events altogether and that patrons can exchange their tickets for events through the end of the year or donate the money they spent to help the symphony financially. It is 80 degrees in Fort Collins with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. You're listening to CPR.